Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app. Go to the Apple and Google stores, download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24-7, wherever you go. And by the way, I've said this before, and I want this clear. Now that we're going into long periods of darkness very soon, we're going to go with, it'll get dark at 4:30 or 5 and be dark right into the morning. What happens then is the AM station, if you're listening to this on 1580 AM, the AM signal is weakened. Why is it weakened? I'm not getting into all the physics of it. Fact is, we had a lot of people calling different opinions yesterday. The truth is that the FCC requires us to power down when it gets dark. Why does it do that? Somebody said because some of the signals go off in the ionosphere. Yes, that's true. It's also true, however, that without the sun's interference, our signal end up and clog and interfere with AM signals in Texas and Finland and Berlin around the United States, and theirs will interfere with ours. So the FCC very properly restricts the strength of the signal until we start getting light again in the spring. Beginning on 92.7 FM, that's different. The FM signal is different. But if you're getting on AM, you really want the app. Believe me, you want the app. And quite frankly, you want the app anyway. Take it with you wherever you go. We'll go to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks a lot for calling, Betsy. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Matt. Good show this morning. So far, so good. You know, I just find it really disturbing that woman in Michigan who, you know, wants the military coup. And I mean, then we have our federal judge or the judge overseeing the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. I mean, it's just like they make up their own rules. I mean,
right.
It's almost like it shakes the mind because it's so stupid. It's so corrupt. I mean, they're doing everything right out in the open now, aren't they? And,
right. You know, Betsy, that is a profound point. Yeah. And you can take a lot of different examples. And I'll tell you what, when we were all in junior high school, you know, you'd learn about the judiciary, the executive, the legislative. We took a lot for granted. We took a lot for granted. What we didn't realize is that there would be corrupt people who would change everything, violate our Constitution, and get away with it. And, you know, one of the things I've said before, and I want to say again, you're not going to believe this, but there are a number of countries in the world that just copied our Constitution. They have everything in it. The First Amendment, separation of church and state, Fourth Amendment, freedom from unreasonable searches and due process in the Fifth Amendment and all that. The difference is it's a joke. They don't enforce it. They have military tribunals. They do whatever they want. But then they technically hold it up and say, well, we have this. We just don't follow it. And that's what the Republican Party is doing right now. And the woman, person in Michigan, the astonishing thing is the Republicans are nominating her to decide whether votes get certified when she has written to Donald Trump when he was president, asked him the military to intervene, stop the Georgia runoffs in January 6th, stop the January 6th ceremonial counting of the votes by Congress of the certifications of the 50 states, and set up tribunals. The military running the government has no basis in our Constitution. It's quite the opposite. Civilians run the government. Military obey civilians. Our great genius after separation of church and state, the separation of military from the state. And the Republicans are flat out right in your face violating it. As far as the judge in Kenosha, in Rittenhouse, his rulings to me tilt towards Kyle Rittenhouse. In other words, he may have be sympathetic to him. And that's not a good thing in this trial, because I'll tell you something. Take a look at the judgments that the guy or that the decisions that judge just came down with. And he's quite an elderly gentleman. He's been a judge for more than 40 years, and he's the longest serving judge in Wisconsin. But here's the deal. He entered an order that said that the prosecutors cannot refer to the dead men as victims. What do you mean? They're dead. They were shot. I don't know of any other judge in the state who goes along with that. The bar doesn't go along with that. If you shoot somebody, then the prosecutor can say, and the victim clutched his chest as he died, or that kind of thing. Now, you can get up on the other side and say, well, they call him a victim, but in fact, he was a bad guy and he'd done this and that. Okay. Here they can't even refer to the dead men as victims. They're dead. You can't be deader. You can't be more of a victim than a dead man. Can't be more of a victim than somebody who died. But he is letting Rittenhouse's lawyers say that he shot arsonists and looters. It is not true, and there is no evidence to say that the guys he shot were committed arson or were looting. They didn't. So in other words, this judge is saying you can tilt this trial. Judges have enormous power to tilt a trial. If they roll their eyes at testimony, the jury sees that and they figure the guy's lying. The jury, all the polls show, trust the judge. They figure the judge knows what's going on. They take their cues. Most judges just sit there stone-faced and don't try to communicate anything. They roll their eyes. That witness's testimony is toast in the jury's eyes. Here, you're going to hear the defense get up and say, these looters, these arsonists, they were coming to kill Rittenhouse and he defended himself. And the prosecution can't say, these victims were gunned down. They didn't commit arson. They did not loot. And then you have a mini trial within the trial as to whether they were looters and arsonists, which are felonies. And that's what this judge is permitting. I think he did it on purpose. Some people say, well, he's been in there 40 years. Well, okay, I practiced law for 41 years. So what? You're an experienced guy. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. He's tilted it to Rittenhouse. My concern is that in the trial, he doesn't keep it up. By cutting the prosecution off, he can say things, for instance, yeah, we've heard that before. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know what he'll do. But when you have a judge who seems to have made up his mind by his rulings, this is my only evidence, but I am telling you from a lawyer's point of view, I would say that, yes, the prosecution can and should refer to dead people as victims. What else do you think they are? What else do you think they are? And he would say, well, there'd be maybe an instruction. If you want to call them looters and arsonists, either say, no, you can't do that, or you have a cautionary instruction. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, defense is going to call them looters and arsonists. They will then have to produce evidence that they were looting and committing arson. And if the defense gets up and says, well, look at the TV, there's a lot of people there, we can't make out their faces, they probably were, then the jury gets it. But to simply permit the use of the words, like in the novel 1984, but they'll use words to affect conduct and affect impressions of people. If you hear a looter or an arsonist, you figure, well, maybe he deserved to be shot. And the other thing he's not doing, he's not permitting written questionnaires to these jurors to sniff out bias. There's a thing called the voir dire of the jury. Some people call it voir dire. It's a corrupted French from hundreds of years ago. It means you speak. In other words, you can ask the jury, the lawyers can, and the judge, are you prejudiced? Have you made up your mind on this thing? Some jurors will say, yeah, they'll raise their hand. He says, okay, thank you, you're excused. You want 12 jurors who are open-minded. Well, what happens in controversial cases has been a ton. Everybody on the jury has seen TV on this. You know, what happened in Kenosha, everybody. And you send out a questionnaire, you know, and there'll be hundreds of jurors will get it. And you'll go, you know, are you biased? You know, do you what stations do you watch? Have you formed a conclusion? Can you, you know, blah, blah, blah. You'll be surprised. A bunch of them will say, no, I made up my mind. You toss them out without having 5 days of gobbledygook trying to do it in person. You still have that on the remainder. You still have that on the remainder, but he won't even do that. He is letting some Wild West thing. They may be people in that jury who are like the woman in Michigan who wants the military to come in, shut down the election, and she's the one's going to be counting the next election. You may have people on the jury like that. You may have the people on the jury like that. There are people who have fundraised for Rittenhouse. He's raised a lot of money. You may have people, you know, have a Rittenhouse t-shirt under their sweater. You know, quite frankly, I think in retrospect, somebody should have recused, struck this judge. Wisconsin, going back to the Fighting Bob La Follette period, is what I think is unique in the country, unique thing. If you're in a trial and you have to do it right away, like in 30 days or something, you're assigned a judge. You don't have to give a reason. For any reason, you can say, I want a different judge. You can't pick the different judge, but you get a different judge. It was known to everybody that this judge is not going to permit the word victims to be used, even if someone is shot. I would have struck the judge. Get a new one. You've been taking your chance, and you get, you know, you can't do it twice, so you can't stop the next guy. But in this case, you have a judge who has his thumb on the scales, it looks like. By his rulings, it looks like. If I'm wrong, I hope I am, I'd like to see some fair, dispassionate rulings come up real quick, very, very quick. So to Betsy's point, she's dead on right. How did this happen? How do you have somebody who's going to be counting the votes in Detroit, Michigan? Detroit, Michigan. That's the whole ball game. That's the whole margin for the Democrats. If you take that out, Republicans win all the time. It's like Iowa. You put that in. Democrats have a good chance and a fairly decent chance. And you have somebody who wants to set up military tribunals to shut down elections. And then you look at this judge, totally different issue. It's not an election issue, but it's how do you run a criminal trial where somebody gunned down two people? So they just shot him with a semi-automatic. And the police were praising these people for showing up with guns. That's got to be under control. Police unions have got to get under control. Our present DAs and mayors are electorally incapable of bringing them under control because they're afraid of the consequences. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back in. I'm in love.